Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. I appreciate you being here. Got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, George Barna is with us, the Christian research expert. We'll have him with us. We'll be talking about his latest poll and where Americans are, in particular, where the poll finds faith and how that intersects. So we'll talk about that coming up. Top of the next hour, Cynthia Farahat, our Middle East expert, is with us. You can find more about her at cynthiafarahat.com, cynthiafarahat.com. And we'll be talking about the issues, and folks, I hate to break it to us, but the Taliban are amongst us. We talk about a variety of those kinds of issues and where policy failed, and we get into a lot of those issues with her. She's an expert in this field, and I really encourage you to be tuned in for that segment. John Lott Jr. is with us today as well. We'll talk to him. There are three big things going on with regards to our Second Amendment rights. The ATF is rewriting the term firearm. Yeah, they're rewriting it. We'll tell you what they're doing with regards to that. And you know that Senate appropriations bill for $3.5 trillion? Well, there's also there's a red flag confiscation order hidden in the midst of all of that. We'll talk to you about that as well and how they would intend to enforce that. So some very vague things in that budget that open up the pathway and the door for the confiscation of our weapons. How convenient that they would confiscate our Second Amendment rights, confiscate our weapons now, as we're literally on the brink of this issue with the Taliban. And then the other piece on that, of course, we talked about it on Wednesday, is the SCOTUS acceptance of the New York Rifle Association versus the police commissioner in New York, who they have these really arcane rules in order to get a concealed carry license of what you literally have to show evidence of. That's not Second Amendment. That's not a free and unabridged right to keep and bear arms. All right. Let me welcome my next guest to the program, or my first guest to the program. He is our resident expert on communism, socialism, and yes, fascism is tied into the communism and socialism side of the equation. I want to welcome Don Jans. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
great to be here. And you know who the fascists worked with very closely, of course, was the Islam ideology.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, they incorporated Islam into their Africa war. And ironically, if you read the history on this, you'll read that that Islam was too brutal for Hitler's SS, and so they finally ended up separating themselves from them. That tells you a lot about it, and it also tells you a lot, by the way, about what we can know is happening over in Afghanistan right now. But Don, talk to me if you would about your thoughts on Biden's actions or lack of actions. I mean, there's so many areas to go into. I know we talked about, you know, his absolute and abysmal failure, leaving Americans to die, arming our enemy both with cash and with military weapons, airplanes even. I mean, it's crazy. But there's also, we can't forget, the draconian efforts that are underway regarding masks, regarding mandatory vaccines. They've mandated that the military is going to have to be vaccinated. They've mandated that federal employees. They're pressuring companies. I just saw that B of A, for example, is mandating vaccines. So you got to wonder then, you know, if you're not vaccinated, are you going to be able to go into Bank of America at some point? Are you going to be able to go in there and get your money?
Don't know. I don't know. And we also find that B of A, I believe it was B of A, and American Express are now putting critical race theory. They're teaching critical race theory and telling white people that they have to step aside. These times are just absolutely incredible. Then we hear Biden telling us on 2-3 months ago, 2-3 months ago, that in fact we can pull out of Afghanistan because the Afghan army is certainly capable, and the Afghan government is certainly capable of defending themselves. And we find out that he knew, everybody knew, or maybe he was told, but he just didn't comprehend, which is totally possible, as to just how quickly things would fall apart. At the very least, this is an absolute, utter catastrophe and total incompetence, not only on Biden's part, but remember what Obama did to our military. Obama, if you believed in American ideals in the military, Obama got rid of you. And
absolutely.
now we're left with the type of generals that we have, and our army, our military is a social engineer. They've totally forgotten that their only purpose is to protect us.
Well, and that is the purpose of the primary purpose of the federal government.
Yes.
Under the delineated obligations of the federal government, maintaining our borders and protecting our interests is one of their top responsibilities. And we are, I mean, he has sold us out on every single front.
And now we not only have a border on the south that says, come one, come all, no matter whether you are here to be an American or you are here to destroy us. And he says, oh, and by the way, we will allow any Afghan to come into our country And Kemp in Georgia said, yeah, and we'll house them here, as if to think for 1 minute that those people coming in are all going to be good people, citizens. The Taliban will be very, very, very deeply entrenched within those people that come in here for the sole purpose
of destroying our country,
which is what Muslims are taught to do.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and we'll get some, you know, details on some of the players that are a part of that, and how deeply embedded they are in our own government. Even right now, Biden has, yes, and his administration have continued what we saw under Obama, only they have accelerated it by bringing in people that are absolutely aligned with and a part of this effort to conquer America. I mean, it's really scary when you stop and think about it. And folks, I don't want to speak this out like there's no hope, because there is. But if Americans are not willing to call this out and recognize it for what it is, and then begin praying to disarm these principalities, that's what you need to be doing as a believer, is praying to disarm these principalities. And then demanding of your senators and your governors and your legislators that we begin to be prepared. Our infrastructure, especially our electrical grids, are absolutely vulnerable, and that just shouldn't be. We've known better for 50, 60 years, and haven't done anything.
And you sit back and you say, is this because we're stupid? Because we're naive? Because we are Pollyannas? And it might be a combination of all three. But our UN ambassador was praising the wonderful statement that the United Nations Security Council had sent out to the Taliban, telling them that they had better obey and listen to humanitarian rights, and they had better treat all women with dignity and respect. What a stupid statement. Do they not know to whom they are speaking? I mean, if you see a dog in the street, do you expect the dog to bark? Well, yeah, because dogs bark, right? If you see a bird, do you expect the bird to fly? Well, birds fly. That's what they do. If you listen to a Democrat, do you expect them to advocate for killing babies? Well, yeah, because that's what Democrats do, is they kill unborn babies. Do you expect any Muslim who is sworn to obey the holy books of Allah, who is nothing more than a stone, to treat women with dignity? Every holy book that they have says women are nothing but sexual objects.
Well, and actually,
they don't even treat them like dogs.
Less than that. They consider in some instances women to be like a dog. They look at women as simply a means for they're gonna procreate, but they. If they learn to read, they beat them or they murder them. They are not to learn to read. They are not to do anything but provide babies and serve, and they are and be silent. And it is absolutely horrific. Genital mutilation is a real thing, folks. And Islam incorporates that, and the whole purpose behind that is to make sure that that this woman can't dare get any kind of pleasure out of anything that is done to her. It's horrific how they are treated. We'll be back. More Chosen Generation Radio straight ahead. My guest Don Jans. Communism Is it here? We'll be back with more after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939, 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation radio show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Folks, listen, here's what I, you know, Jeremiah had a very difficult job attempting to convince the people of Israel about the plight that they found themselves in because they had turned their back on God. I want us to understand that. And when George Barna comes in, we're going to talk about, you know, what the research is showing about Christians in America, and are we today a Christian nation based on what people think and what's going on in our world today, okay? And Jeremiah's responsibility by God was to warn them and wake them up so that they could turn back to God, repent for the sins of the nation, and seek his defense and his protection and his favor. And he wasn't doing it because he didn't like them. He was doing it because they were destroying themselves. I would posit to us that we're destroying ourselves. And I have a dear friend that, communicates with me regularly. And he's like, when are people going to wake up and understand that this whole quote-unquote pandemic is a ruse? And Don, we were talking about, you know, the use of martial law and how martial law could come into effect. And you said, you know, within 24 to 48 hours, it could be in effect.
Mm-hmm.
They have conditioned us, ladies and gentlemen. They have conditioned us. Okay, they have conditioned us to lock ourselves in our homes. They don't have somebody standing outside your house with a guarding you. They have said to you, "Oh, you need to lock yourself in your house. You need to not come out. You need to shut your business down. And if you come out, you need to mask up. You need to all of these." Think about this. This is America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. There's no freedom, and there's been no bravery. This is our problem.
And if you voice what you just voiced, which is truth, you are portrayed as an enemy of the people. You are a threat, and you would be one of the first to be eliminated.
Well, that's
the way it's working. Yeah,
the good news. I'm good because I've already seen where we're going. I've already visited heaven 3 times.
Mm-hmm. So you're ready to go back.
I know it's real.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. And. You know, and I have experienced and experience every single morning, you know, pain. Getting out of bed is painful. Painful to the point that there are times when I try to get out of bed and the pain knocks me out. Literally knocks me out.
Yeah.
My brain can't process any more of it, and so it passes out.
But we who are not willing to give up our Bibles, we who are not willing to denounce our Savior, we will be. In fact, there were over 200 missionaries that were beheaded the other day in Afghanistan because they would not denounce Christ. They would not give up their Bibles.
And we need to start operating too. Pray Galatians 2:20 over yourself. Believe you've been given the faith of the Son.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/ Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.